Hey, spiritual boss babe, you're tuned in to the Money Making Maven podcast. I'm your host, Liz White, and I'll be guiding you on all things money, mindset, and magic. Let's dive into today's episode. So I was at my second annual review at a job that I had actively been trying to leave for about 4 months. And I was sitting across from the vice president of marketing, and I remember hearing her tell me to my face that I could either stay in the job that I had, or I could go and do hair and makeup somewhere else, which was shocking and surprising considering that I was a package designer for animal products and really had no skill in the whole beauty industry, okay? I was just learning how to make a better eyebrow. Shout out to overcoming our high school eyebrows. Anyways, back to the story. So I was shocked. I was sitting across from this, what I perceived to be a powerful woman, hearing just like total garbage come out of her mouth. And I remember getting so angry. I was so mad, but also really sad at the same time. I was like towing the line between anger and like complete devastation. But let me fast forward 24 hours. And the next day I put in my 2 weeks notice so that I could quit that horrible job and go full time in a business that I had been running on the side for 2 years. Let's back up, because this episode I am going to be chatting with you all about how Money Making Maven came to be, this amazing and incredible podcast that I've been thinking about doing for, oh goodness, way too long, if I'm totally honest with myself. But I wanted to give you a bit of a background look into where my origin, my business origin story began. And it was sitting in that room across from a woman who had been a vice president at a company for years, telling me that I would amount to nothing. And being able to recognize in that moment, beyond all the emotions that I was feeling so fully, being able to recognize that that's total bullshit. I was so angry. I was just so outraged that someone else would decide what I would be able to do with my life, because it was in total opposition of what I knew to be true, which was that I have so much more potential. I can do so much more with my life. I had a business where I was published in magazines. I was on MarthaStewart.com. I was showing at bridal shows. I was becoming a name in the industry that I was a part of in the city that I lived in, which if you can't tell by all of that, I was in the wedding industry for a hot minute. And I looked at all of these things that I was doing in my life, and I knew that I could go further on my own without someone holding me back and deciding that I couldn't do more than what I was currently doing. And that was really the catalyst for me taking back my power in a form of how I was earning money. You know, we talk about taking back our power in the whole world of spiritual awakening and working with energy and using law of attraction and manifestation. And that's not what I'm going to dive into right away, because really where it started was in that room being told that I could do no more than I was already doing, and deciding and knowing that that was a lie. And I really wanted to open up this podcast with that story, because one, the more I tell it, the more hilarious it becomes to me, just like how outrageous it is. But it's also such a good reminder that no matter what you're seeing other people do, like today in the present moment, you have no idea what launched them into the place where they are now. Those people might have really started out with even crazier stories than I just shared with you, or actually no crazy stories at all. Like maybe someone already knew that they were a badass boss bitch ready to take control and take the reins and go forward and create a life and a business that they love and supports their dreams. I needed a little bit of a push. maybe you do too. And this is what I really want to be able to share with you on this podcast, not just like these crazy wacky stories, because let's be honest, I don't have that many of them. I don't think that I could really just pull them out of a hat any old time. I really gotta milk them. But being able to share some of the moments that truly make us who we are and who I am, and really being able to dive into them and see and appreciate them for what they are, even though at the time they were completely devastating and aggravating and frustrating and just a whole slew of emotions, right? But really being able to take those and see how they are able to transform. So I want to give you a glimpse into my journey. Like I said, I haven't always been a mentor, coach, and teacher for spiritually minded boss babes like yourself who are ready to rise above the status quo. I haven't always helped women awaken their inner money-making maven, call in the life they truly desire, and run a fully aligned and profitable business. But that is where everything has led up to. Everything is a part of the journey that's led me here to this point. Where I got my start was I went to a total of 3 universities in order to get a degree that took me into the graphic design and branding field. And that's where I was able to start my first business, which began in the wedding industry, shortly left the wedding industry, then transitioned into a lot of branding design for women entrepreneurs, which is what opened the gates into coaching for me, because I realized that as I was doing all of this work branding a brand new business, I was also coaching these incredible women onto how to actually run and get their business started and be able to dive into so many different elements that goes into, yes, building a brand, but also building and creating a business that is going to get you paid, get you recognition, get you visible, all of these things. And that's what led me into my coaching practice and being able to take over 6 years of knowledge in the online service-based business world and take that, bottle it up. I'm making this sound a little simple, but it isn't. It feels simple now, but being able to take all of that and package it up, there we go. Package it up and put my unique twist to it, which is blending the spiritual aspect, the magical aspect, the spiritual and magical aspect of life, and create a business that encompasses those things as well, so that you really have a business that is able to completely embody who you are and completely allow you to show up as your fully expressed self in a way that is 100% authentic and in a way that is able to really get you to that place where it doesn't feel like work. Like what you're doing doesn't feel like you're having to struggle and work hard and like wear yourself to the bone, but really be able to capitalize on your unique and innate gifts and power and magic and be able to completely take control and become a money-making maven. See what I did there? So this journey has been quite an interesting one. In that space, I also moved from the Midwest all the way to New York City, where I live now, which has also been a really interesting transition from a location that is very easygoing, mild-mannered, very go with the flow, kind of a passive way of living, I would say, into the city that is so vibrant, energetic, in your face, just always running all of the time, never settling, always striving for more. Just that dichotomy of things as well has been a major factor in transitioning my business. So when I talk about this transition from coaching into now what I do, which is coaching, but with a spiritual element and energetic element to these things, is when I moved here to New York, I lost all of my contacts, all of the jobs that I would kind of like do on the side, like contract work for agencies, even though I swore I would never do it again, but I would. And, you know, being able to basically start fresh and really decide and discover what is it that I want to do. I quickly discovered what I didn't want to do, which was great. That is the first step in anything. But then being able to really uncover and unearth what it is that I love, what it is that doesn't feel like work, what it is that excites me. And alongside that, going through a spiritual awakening, a spiritual journey that was opening my eyes in a completely new way, and knowing that I really couldn't keep the two separated for much longer because it was driving me crazy. It was driving me crazy trying to hide the side of myself that believes in the law of attraction, who listens to Abraham Hicks, who talks about seeing angel numbers, who sees messages from angels, which is another episode, but being able to really take in a lot of these just intuitive, now natural to me things. And I was trying to keep it completely separate from my business, even though the way I was running my business was so driven by so many of those elements of being highly intuitive, being able to look at a coaching application and know immediately what the problem was and a few solutions that we would be able to explore, being able to talk to someone and immediately know what it was that they were actually hung up on, even though they were dancing around the subject, and being able to dive into that. And so for me, it was just this development of, I don't want to say gifts, but this development of how I was looking at the world and how I was experiencing the world in a new way, and being able to completely blend my business with that as well, which at the time I was having so many issues with because I am 100% a type A person. I love having a strategy for things. I love having a plan for things. If I'm going on a trip, I have a list of restaurants, sites, shops, things that I want to do when I'm there. Like, I am 100% prepared all the time. And so this journey in my, like, in the spiritual aspect of things was not that at all, and I didn't really know how to handle it. I was loving it, but at the same time I was like, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't match up with the life that I've led up until this point. And realizing that is something that's so special, being able to blend those two things together in a way that really enhances both of those elements, enhances the ability to tap into unique energy and be able to tap into a lot of those really intuitive skills, and also have it boost up the practical side of things. So I like to say that I love blending the magical and practical aspect of business and life, because I think it's so true. I love that, and I love diving into that. And so this whole journey has led me up until this point where now I can say I've never felt more confident in where I'm going, and also I've never felt more confident in where I am and doing the work that I'm doing right now. It's become 100% more freeing. It's become easier. It's become the combination of life and business that I always wanted to get to, and now I am allowing it to happen rather than have resistance around it happening because I couldn't at the time conceptualize what that would look like. So I am so excited that you are joining me in this podcast. I cannot wait to talk all things money, mindset, magic with you. I cannot wait to dive into some really woo-woo stuff, but also talk about what it means to you as a business owner, as a woman who is doing the damn thing, going hard as a side hustle or a full-time gig, wherever you are in business, and be able to meet you there and know that it's not so separate. There's so many things that can really be powerfully integrated in order to make your desires and your dreams happen way faster, and really be able to also allow yourself to feel the freedom that comes with running your own business, even though it can feel like you are on a slow burn to burnoutville, right? Working yourself to the bone all the time, never separated from your phone, constantly checking your email. I want to let you know that, okay, yes, I still do that, but it doesn't drive me as crazy, and I'm not feeling like I'm on the edge of burnout like I was before. I am so excited that you are here on this journey with me while you are on your own journey as well. I cannot wait to continue talking about all things woo-woo and business because I truly believe that they are meant to be blended together, and I cannot wait to dive into a ton of different juicy episodes exploring that with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a glowing 5-star review over on iTunes. And let's hang out after the episode over in the Money Making Mavens Facebook group. This is the perfect place to connect with other spiritual boss babes and continue chatting about all things money, mindset, and magic. You can also find me online and Instagram at lizwhite.co. All of these links will be in the show notes, so please check them out and give them a click.